the North Bay. The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5 FM. So you can listen to us any number of ways. Also, KSRO.com. You can check us out there. And we're all over social media. And even Joe's got social. You got social media too, don't you? You said
I do.
You do?
I got Facebook and I
follow
Twitter.
So if you want to see what we look like, which can be kind of scary. Wait, Halloween's past, hasn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
But you can always it's past Queenie. P-A-S-Q-U-I-N-I.
How about that? And I don't really post that much on it.
Yeah.
Too much, but
you have some good insights, local sports and that kind of stuff, you know. And so you still don't have the local sports page anymore?
No, they do have it, but I don't do that
anymore. Yeah.
I just decided it took too much time.
Okay, well, that's the thing about writing and blogging. It can take a lot of your time. Mm-hmm. And you can also, you know, I'm all over Facebook, too. You could look for Mike Kelly. You can look for the Real Estate Hour, and you'll find us there also. And I've got, I think I even have another one, but I forget what it was or is. But we're all
so
over.
So many, you can't keep track.
Twitter at Big Kel. So if you want to like me on Twitter, you can do that too.
And we should remind people that.
Hopefully you're listening at the right hour today.
Right. If you thought it was an hour ago we were supposed to be on, you haven't. Falling back.
I know. I was laying in bed this morning, and I did not set my clock. I forgot all about it. I'm laying in bed this morning. My wife and I get up to let the dog out, and so it's about 5 o'clock, 5:30. I said, "I'll just get up." And my wife whispers to me. She goes, "You know, it's only 4:30." You know. I go, "What?" She goes, "You didn't set your clock back." I went, "Oh gosh, oh, I'll go back."
Well, you know, a lot of clocks do it by themselves.
Yeah.
But we still have some old school, and I got up at 6 o'clock, the real 6 o'clock, and my wife asked me, "You set the clocks back?" And I go, "No, I didn't." And it was really 5 o'clock. Would have been 6 o'clock yesterday, and she thought it was already 6 o'clock. So she went back to bed.
Good for her. Good for her. Smart woman. Yeah. No, in the I kind of looked at it myself. I said, okay. So I was laying there half asleep going, wait, is this?
Doesn't feel right.
Below or right or whatever. Anyway. So we're here. Hopefully you're here.
That's one of the votes on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah, to go back to stay at daylight savings time.
Stay where we were yesterday, right. And you know, I was thinking that proposition will get a lot of support at about 5:15 tonight.
Yeah, really.
When it gets dark.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're counting on.
Yeah. So that was good.
Good timing
for election.
Yeah, good timing. Yeah. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Hopefully you've had a nice productive week, and it's been kind of fun in my neck of the woods with real estate. And we're going to kind of go over the numbers, October over October sales, and it's kind of what I expected, because October last year, obviously, we had that big hole, you know, in the month when we had the fires, and as far as the, you know, listing inventory, as far as sales, as far as properties on the market, they all just, you know, took a big hit, obviously, because of the fire. We lost, you know, 5,200 houses, and a lot of those were on the market. Not a lot of those, excuse me, but many of those were on the market at the time. So the numbers I have are somewhat skewed, but they still show, when you look at the overall year over year, and we're going to chat about what sales looked like last year versus what they look like today, and then also look at, you know, the sales from 17. So we're down about 3% overall when it comes to sales so far this year versus last year. So, and that's kind of, you know, I thought it was going to be a little more. It just feels like it, but I think that's because a lot of it's happened in the last few months. And we're going to chat about that also. Plus, we're going to look at the kinds of loans people use. I just closed a transaction with my friend Leon Geisberg over at Berkshire Hathaway. Thank you, Leon. We did a renovation loan, and it was, you know, some pain, you know, some growing pains in figuring out how that worked. We had issues with the appraisal, you know, so it's basically, it kind of puts the onus on, the responsibility, not really responsibility, but it all boils down to like what the place is going to look like value-wise once it's fixed up versus what it is today, because a renovation loan is kind of like a mini construction loan. So we'll chat about that also. And but we finally closed last week. We had to extend escrow a few times because it, you know, if we go, well, we're still figuring this out. Okay, how are you going to do this? Well, we need more time. Okay, we need more time. It was a vacant property. It was one of my fiduciaries I work with. So there was no big pressure to get the property sold, but it's over the Grace track. It's going to be a great improvement to the neighborhood. They're a great, great couple. Why is the air conditioning on here? My back is freezing. This studio, I mean, is this the Jackson curse? Is he like it this cold all the time?
I don't think this thing.
I'm sorry, folks, but I'm just freezing in my back. I'm going to have to move microphones to get out from underneath this, draft I have on my back. It feels like somebody took ice cubes and is rubbing my back with it.
I don't think you can blame this on Jackson. I think this thing has a mind of its own.
I think it does, too. Yeah. Oh, I feel, okay, good, that stopped. That stopped, whatever you did.
I just pushed the numbers up a little bit.
That should help.
Be ready, folks. In about 10 minutes, he's going to say it's too warm.
God, it's hot in here. Yeah. Turn that darn air conditioning on. Typical. Anyway, so we're going to chat about that. Plus, you know, we Joe and I are big football fans, and I don't know who's going to beat Alabama. You think who it's going to be?
LSU? I think Clemson.
So
they had the wipeout yesterday.
So they shut out the number 3 team in the nation, 29-0.
And what, right? I understand wasn't even that close.
And then Clemson killed who? 70?
Louisville. 77-16.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And before the game, the Clemson coach, Louisville's got like a, and they're in the same league, so they have to play each other, but they have a 2-6 record. And he said something about Louisville's the best 2-6 team he's ever seen.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if you mean
77.
That
well, you get, they always do that. You know, that we want to thank the Louisville team for sacrificing their young kids so we can become, you know, go after number one. Yeah. Anyway, 77-16.
Yeah, that's weird to have a score like
that. Do they do studies on how that traumatizes the other team?
Well, if they don't, that's the only thing they don't do.
It's probably like delayed post syndrome, you know. You know, 20 years from now, they're going to be, you know, going, we lost to 77.
I never want to play football.
I never want to play football. I never want to see a football again. Anyway, so we'll take a break and we'll come back and chat more about the sales and all that kind of good stuff going on in the marketplace. I'm Mike Kelly. You can give us a call at 636-1350. 636-1350. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Hey, Sonoma County sports fans, if you want to scoop on the Oakland Raiders, San Francisco 49ers, and local high school football, tune in to Overtime with Nick Mattis and Bob Seymour, with special guest, Sonoma County's greatest athlete, 13-year NFL veteran, and a Cardinal Newman graduate, Jerry Robinson, Sunday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m., right here on KSRO. Don't miss it.
Search the internet for your government benefits at govbenefits.gov.
I'm a veteran. I was qualified for disability benefits.
Realize your dreams. Discover new opportunities at govbenefits.gov.
My dream is to own my own home.
One click and you're there. Fast, easy, 24/7.
We're able to check out Social Security retirement benefits.
govbenefits.gov. Connect to your government benefits today. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Life can hit you with the unexpected. The loss of a job, a sudden illness, a dramatic jump in your mortgage payment, leaving you feeling helpless, forcing you to make difficult decisions. If you've fallen behind on your mortgage, are worried about financial problems, or are afraid of foreclosure, it's time to take control. You don't have to lose your home. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling can help. Seek advice from our certified housing counselors today. Call us at 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Real solutions for real people.
The National Foundation for Credit Counseling is a nonprofit organization that has been providing financial counseling and education for 60 years. Our national network of member agencies have helped millions of consumers with foreclosure prevention. NFCC member agencies are approved by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
So much was riding on that contract. My boss said, this could make or break us. No pressure, right? I worked late for weeks. No time to stop, that's for sure. One morning, I woke up so sick, there was no way I could go in. I literally worried myself sick.
When it comes to your body, your mind really matters. For more about the mind-body connection, go to apahelpcenter.org. That's apahelpcenter.org. A message from the American Psychological Association.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning. Good morning, one and all. Happy daylight saving times. So that's right. Did you remember to fall back? You're probably up and you're going, oh, I could have got another hour sleep. God darn it. Gosh, no wonder the clocks are all weird. Well, if you have a, you know, an iPhone or any kind of digital thing that's, I have this atomic clock in my office that's you know, that gives me the exact time down to the milliseconds.
Right, right. That, so that, your phones are supposed to, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But is this daylight savings time?
Yeah. What do you mean, is this daylight savings? No, it's not.
I thought the other.
No. We left daylight savings.
Yeah, okay. You said welcome to daylight savings time, and I thought.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
You know what I mean. People know what I meant.
It is 9:20. Well, you can. Well,
it is 9:20.
It's 9:20.
It is 9:20. My iPhone has exactly 9:20. Okay, cool. All right, well, welcome back to the show. And sorry, I was out getting some coffee and everything and all that kind of good stuff. It was really funny. I went to I went to the Bark After Dark benefit for the Roanoke Park Animal Shelter last night. It's a lot of fun. Pat Kerrigan was the auctioneer. She did a very good job, and I spent too much money on a place up in Dunsmuir, right on the upper Sacramento River, which any trout guy knows is like near Havana for trout fishermen. That's the probably the best trout fishing in the state. So we're going to go up there and spend 5 days probably during the summertime when it's nice, and fish the upper sack, which is always a lot of fun. Because you can fish the upper sack, you can fish the, I'm drawing a blank on all the rivers near it anyway. But there's a bunch of, you know, trout fisheries all around there. So it should be, it's going to be, we're going to have a lot of fun. But they raised a lot of money. They had a lot of great auction items, and it was just a great event. Pat did a great job, the Marconi Award-winning Pat Kerrigan. And so congratulations to one and all. They raised a lot of money for the – they even had a little dog there, little kitties. Joe, you would have liked it, little bunnies. You know, people could pet and all this kind of fun stuff. But Well, no, that it was too, because it was so funny, because they were showing how the animals come into the shelter. And a lot of the times these animals come in that are really abused, and they have facilities on hand there. They have to do operations and all this kind of stuff. But they were all, people were going, oh, that's how you heard the photos. It was just like this one big, oh. I thought it was a chant for a while, you know, but it was a lot of fun. Great event. And my wife did a great job. She's on the board of directors down there at the Runner Park Shelter. So congratulations, Luann, on a great job. And everybody down there at the shelter, you guys do great work. Keep those little dogs and kitties and critters and healthy, and people adopt them. And that's where we got our dog, Jake. Jake came from the Runner Park Shelter. So my buddy, my pal, guy, he sleeps with us right between us every night. He's... Okay, so talking about sales, let's talk about real estate. This is a real estate show. I know I forget sometimes. But I should have a general show on KSRO. We should talk about that. Anyway, but so we're looking at sales, you know, and I was kind of surprised that the overall numbers were not as dramatic as I thought they would be. And the reason I think, okay, we got that cold on me again here. The reason the sales have, I thought would be dramatically different than last year is because we had such a huge drop between August and September. I mean, you know, the drop there was really, really dramatic. The numbers were just pretty, pretty breathtaking when you looked at those 2 months. August, we had 482 sales. It was the best month we had for the entire year. We never did break the 500 unit mark, which is kind of, you know, an indication of the health, I would say, of the market. But we had 482 sales in August. We dropped to 331 in September. So it just like, boom, off a cliff. And I think we had a listener call and listen and said, no, that's not right. And I go, well, those are the numbers, guys. So you could do the math on it, but it's almost like 32% drop in 1 month. So that's why I thought it was going to be a little different. I thought it was going to be, perhaps we would see a dramatic decrease in sales. So far from January to October of 17 and 18, the total sales we had in 17 to date of October, 3906 in 17, 3803 in 18. So only about, you know, a 3% drop. So very, very minimal. I thought it would be, you know, more dramatic. The interesting thing to note is that the $1 million market, when you look at the sales there, we had 608 in 2017. We had 749, okay, in 18. So a dramatic increase, and that totally, you know, attributed, you know, to the fire. People trying.
I sneezed
and almost knocked myself over.
Yeah, that was
one of those sneezes that comes out of nowhere. You know, you sit here talking, all of a sudden you go, boom, wham! Man, Jesus.
So you're cold and sneezing.
Well, that's because I got this thing on my back. I'm probably catching a cold now.
It's heating up now.
It is. I can feel that. I feel it on my shoulders. Anyway, so like I said, I thought it would be more dramatic But as it turns out, it really is not. But it's a general malaise, I think, is what you're seeing. The median home price is flat. Now, that's the first time that's happened in years. So that may be one of the big leads you'll see in the press Democrat, is that the median home price is zero. I mean, it's year over year. And I think a lot of that has to do with what's going on in the marketplace. We're just starting to see the gap between what properties are put on the market for and what they sell for. That's getting closer and closer as the people are not setting crazy prices for properties any longer. The sales seem to be holding as far as price, but we're not seeing people coming in and, you know, putting them way over the market and having to do price reductions. I think the listings that are hitting the market now are more realistic, hence they're selling closer to the list price, and that gap between list price and sales price has diminished pretty dramatically. So I'm gonna post all these slides onto Facebook and plus the Real Estate Hour blog. That's our official blog for the Real Estate Hour, therealestatehourblog.com. And you can check that out. We'll put those on there. But a lot of the sales information, you know, like I said, it's just kind of like, you know, and we're definitely cooled off, as you know, we've been talking about that for any number of months now. It started way back in May. You could see it. The sales, you can see we were just not doing what they were doing. But that dramatic thing about having a total flat median home price for October to October is still pretty dramatic in itself. You know, we were going up at, you know, double digits for quite a while, then it dropped down to, you know, like in the singles. I think we're at 7 or 6% last year or last month. And then now month over month, zero, flat totally. So interesting numbers. I'll keep looking at them. I'm trying to think if anything really jumped up at me. Sales are up 10%, obviously, because, you know, October last year was a month where you're just going to, you know, realize that, you know, we didn't have obviously that many sales. The under contracts, though, when you look at last October, was probably the strongest month ever for the year. We had 461 properties, you know, under contract. Today, that number is like 398. So it's down about 14%, which is not also something you look at. The under contracts are kind of a bellwether of what's happening in the market and what's going to happen in the future. So if you see those under contracts down, that means the sales for the upcoming months are going to be also, lower. But you know, you can anticipate that because we have a seasonal market, as you well know. I mean, there was a time when I would come on the air, we would talk about sales, and we didn't have a seasonal market. The market was because we had a lot of, you know, REO, bank-owned properties. REO stands for real estate owned. Those were the foreclosed properties, short sales. People put them on the market because they had to, not because they were waiting for the right time to sell. So we had a lot of inventory. So we'll take a break for the news, come back and more, and we'll talk about what kind of loans we're seeing being used for most properties out there, and to encourage you to maybe take a look at some of the more interesting loans out there. We'll take a break, come back more. Call a number, 636-1350, right back after these words.
Switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
2 days before the midterm elections, President Trump has rallies for Republican candidates in Macon, Georgia, and Chattanooga, Tennessee, and his predecessor, President Obama, tries to rally support for Democrats at events in Indiana and Illinois. Healthcare and the economy topped the public's voting agenda, according to a new ABC News Washington Post poll. Voters picked the Republican Party over the Democrats by 8 points in trust to handle the economy, but the Democrats lead by 16 points in trust to handle health care. Gary Langer directs polling for ABC News on how President Trump figures in the survey.
6 in 10 likely voters say they're looking for a candidate who shares their opinion of Mr. Trump.
1,250 voters polled. Percentages could be off 3.5 points, plus or minus. Recalling World War I's roots by using the words aggressive nationalism and quest for power, Italian President Sergio Mattarella attending events today, urging young people to remember the war's lessons while striving for peaceful coexistence. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
A few clouds to start off the week today. Partly cloudy at 80 degrees, 68 on the coast. A few clouds tonight, low 47, 49 on the shores. Should be sunny for tomorrow at 78, 67 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, blue skies at 77, 66 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour, and now we're roasting in here. So, but we're talking about the Bark After Dark event, and Art Ebeletto is... he does a lot of these events, and he gives the deal to, the nonprofits. But I was telling Joe that everything was like he had pesto pasta and garlic bread, and it was so much garlic. And I think Pat was there at doing the auction, the kind of celebrity auction thing. And she said, well, we all have bad garlic breath right now because it was just like so dominant. And I was telling Joe, I purchased a dish of polenta with, and he put in, and I put it in my back seat of my car, taken to an event, and some of it spilled onto a jacket I had, and I never got the garlic out of the jacket. I mean, that's how much garlic he uses, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Okay. Anyway, we love garlic anyway. So we're looking at the numbers, and we're chatting about the month of October, which is gone by the wayside. I hope you had a good Halloween and a safe Halloween. We had no kids at our place. We never do. And I don't think we bought any candy this year, so that was good.
My neighborhood, we usually go to a friend's house, and we usually don't have more than 5, if that.
Yeah.
And our neighbor said they had something like 50 this year.
Yeah,
so
wow.
That just, we would have never had enough candy.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we buy one little bag and I eat it. Basically, what it is. And I always get butterfingers because I figure, if I'm going to give something to the kids, it's something I like, just in case we don't get any kids that show up. So we're looking at the numbers. Like I said, the sales between year over year, when you look at them, they're up about 10%, but that's because last October was such a horrible month for anything real estate when we had the fires. But looking at the overall sales from January to October of last year versus this year, we're only down about 3%, which is not much. We had 3,906 sales in 17. To date, we have 3,803 this year. So, and, you know, it's probably not going to, obviously, we're not going to have any big major surge in sales because the sales are just are pretty much declining. But looking at the numbers, for taking those numbers that I told you about, I basically try to break down what kind of loans people are using. And conventional lending is still the bulwark of the marketplace. You know, last year at this time, we had about 2,411 conventional loans that were made. And this year, it's about 2,350. So it's down a bit because sales are down a bit. But the really more remarkable numbers is the FHA. Now, FHA, the reason I say this is because that kind of goes along with the whole affordability issue and kind of shows you where the market was and where the market is now. We had 288 FHA loans last year to date. We only have 171 for this year. Same thing with VA. You know, VA was 94. We only have 57. I think that's going to kind of go in the opposite direction. I think we're going to probably start seeing more and more of the VA FHA when because sellers are looking to put deals together. And before, you know, we had multiple offers, and we still are getting multiple offers. And, you know, some properties that are well-priced, really, really look great, you know, taken care of, presented property to the marketplace, they're still going to generate multiple offers. Not as many as we had before, and maybe not as fierce as when it comes to the bidding. But the, you know, the thing we're encouraging people to do is, and we heard it through the state, and we're hearing it locally, that if you, you know, were looking earlier, maybe in the spring, and you got discouraged because you were, you were not getting any respect as a buyer. Believe me, I feel your pain. Now you can probably get out there and try to, you know, get that loan, maybe get that VA loan accepted. I think a lot of folks are looking at saying, okay, look, if you want to get people through your home, you need to offer, you know, more items. You know, Allison's got a property near the station here, over on Townview, and you know, it's a great little single family. It's about 1,500 square feet. She's reduced the price, you know, under 600,000. I think it's now 599, and she's, you know, it's like crickets. And we're hearing that across the, you know, the marketplace. People, you know, had listings that are out there, and I'm going, how's it going? They go, nothing, no showings. And so, you know, you buyers out there who have been discouraged, you need to get out there and start looking again, because not only can you maybe get a deal, but you might be able to, you know, get that VA FHA loan accepted because maybe you don't have all that much down for a all that much for a down payment, but you do qualify. So get out there and look around. Allie's property is $599. It's over here on Townview. It backs up to the hill. It's a kind of a multi-level lot in the back, but it's a single level throughout, and a neat little property. But, you know, she's just not getting anybody over there to look at it. So if you get a chance to, you know, start revisiting those properties, like I said before, that have been on the market for a while. You know, and if you're brand new and you're coming back into the market, ask your agent, okay, let's start like at 90-day houses that have been in the market 90 days, and then start going back down. And those ones that are at 90 days in the market, 60 days in the market, you know, you might be able to get a deal not only on price, but in terms. And terms is getting to be, could be, going into the winter, the key, okay, to getting your property sold. And by what I mean by terms is that if you can carry paper, why not? Maybe carry a second. That maybe that would help. Or maybe you offer to do, we had Otto Kobler on talking about, you know, buying down a loan. You may want to consider doing that. There's, you know, people that are doing VA loans that need to have Section 1 clearance. Maybe take that pest report and have somebody come out and get it cleared for you. Talk to your pest control company. Get a Section 1 clearance on that property so a vet can come and buy that. consider, you know, some sort of an assistance program for giving people more money towards closing costs. There's a lot of different loans out there that you can use to get more people into your property who maybe don't have the traditional 20% down. So keep that in mind. And because when you look at the loans that are being made, cash was up, but not that dramatically. Last year we had, to date, from January to October, 944 cash deals. We have 1,056 now. So that's probably up about 3% also. So the bulwark of the loans are the conventional loans. But like I said, FHA and VA have fallen off because of the earlier market. It was pretty tight. You may want to look at an adjustable. I met with a contractor yesterday who has cash and it looks good in his account, but he can't use that because he's got a big job coming up and he's going to need that money, to make sure the job is done. He's a vet. I said, well, use your vet. I mean, why not use your entitlement that you earned in that? Right now, I think it'd probably be easier to get that through. And, you can save your cash. You can, you veterans out there, guys, you can get in the property up to $2 million. And I know that sounds incredible, but there are a lot of very successful veterans, okay, that are in the marketplace right now that don't really realize the sheer magnitude of their benefits. I mean, it's a pretty good deal. So you need to talk to a VA specialist. Just don't talk to any, lender. Talk to somebody who's done vet loans before, and also FHA. So just, make sure you get out there and find out all those things that are available to you. Some people are saying, well, I don't want to put a lot of money into a property because who knows where the market's going. I said, fine. Then, if you want to get into a home, then go for a low adjustable rate mortgage if you can afford it. I mean, one gentleman, he was going to be doing a short-term occupancy, but he was going to be doing some of the things with his life, but he wanted to get the house he was living in. And I said, just get an adjustable then. You get an adjustable where you can, who cares if you have principal, principal buildup? Because right now, if you're in the house 5 years with a 30-year amortization, guys, you're going to probably owe 98% of that principal at the end of 5 years. So, if you want to get a super adjustable, make it easy on your pocketbook, but keep the discipline that you're going to be getting out of the house in a short term. Or say you have other monies coming in down the road and you're waiting for those, to be released. And who knows, maybe you have a trust. There could be any number of issues where you're getting money in the future. You can just get into a super adjustable, you get into a house, your payments are lower, so you can afford to live there. And then when you get that money coming in, go ahead and refinance and put that big chunk down, and get a new loan. You can go at that point, maybe even to a 15-year mortgage. Remember, 15-year mortgages, 15-year amortizations versus 30-year amortization, the payment's about 25%. More when you go to a 15-year, because you're just plowing that principal down. You're plowing just a lot of money into the balance, into what's due versus interest. So that's always a good way to go. So we'll take a break and come back more. We'll chat kind of some of the things you should be doing if your house is on the market. We are seeing, the inventory going down, but we also see it building back up, because of the sales are just not there. So if you've been languishing, you may want to, take some of these ideas and maybe put them into play. Okay, we'll take a break, come back more with Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. Call numbers are 636-1350. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Santa Rosa City Councilman Chris Rogers. The city council pays you $200,000 a year, so
you don't need a day job, but you have one.
Yeah, that's absolutely accurate.
What is $800 a month?
As your show typically is.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
I'm Brett Musburger, and this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning to one and all. Guests coming up in the near future, we're going to have Giuliana Brockway. She's an attorney, does trust and estates, and we're going to have her on the show. She'll be on, I think it's probably maybe later on this month. I think we might be on the 8th. I don't have a calendar here. But she will be here, and I got to check that and post it on the Real Estate Hour blog. But then also my good friend Denise Stiles, who was used to be with Wells Fargo and has gone out, not quite on her own, but affiliated with a new company. I've threatened to get her on the show here forever, and now she's no longer under the Wells Fargo, you know, got to get the corporate approval, all that kind of stuff. So she's going to come on in December, and we'll be chatting about all sorts of manner of loans and all that kind of stuff and see what things are going on at that point. And so we'll give you plenty of notice on that. But Giuliana will talk about how to take title. There's four different ways to take title. What's the best for you? Should you have a trust? Should you not have a trust? All these different estate issues. And then we have a few others people we're trying to get on the show. So we'll keep you posted on that stuff. I'm trying to get some builders to come on and chat about how it's going on at Coffee Park and all that stuff. But you pretty much, you know, get regular updates from the Press Democrat. But they're building over there like crazy. But Fountain Grove, though, we'll have to explore that, too, because that seems to be lagging behind. People are still just getting bids over there. When you put your house on the market, and a lot of you folks who have your house on the market now, and you've not sold, you may want to you and your realtor hold hands and walk around the property. You don't have to hold hands. But, just walk around the property together and take a look at it and say, okay, what can we do here? And there are a lot of things, you know, from the exterior standpoint from the interior also, obviously, that sometimes need to be taken care of. But now as we go into the winter time, there are things that you really want to make sure. I always tell folks, if you're in escrow on a home and you have a big rain, okay, during that time, take your flashlight and go to the house and walk through the interior and go right along where the wall hits the ceiling and flash your light there, because that's where leaks come in. You don't see them because they kind of blend into the paint and the shadows of the house. It's not a bad thing to do regardless, especially if you have a darker home that you're purchasing, is to really get in there, look around, but especially after, you know, a big rain, because then you'll see where the water stands on the lot. If you're still in your due diligence phase and you have a nice big rain, hopefully, which we will get here sometime in the future, you can really see, you know, where the standing water is. So, and not necessarily to back out of the transaction, but just so, you know, when you're looking at what improvements you're going to be making to the property or what needs to be done, you can, you know, either negotiate that or just make a mental note that, geez, the water ponds over here by the patio, I'm going to do something about that. I sold the property on an exchange, and we could see, I mean, there was like these, they had these really tall walking paths, Joe. I mean, walking stones, they were like almost like 2 feet tall. And I said, what the heck is with that? And I realized when I saw the driveway and how the house kind of sloped out of the house, that must be full of water during the winter time. So they're going to be doing drainage work now on the property. But so that's one of the big things that you need to do. And obviously the roof is a real toughie. If it's been recently redone, then you're probably going to be okay on that. But a lot of other things to look at. Now, if you're selling your property, you're responsible for certain things. And a lot of people forget what these are. And if you look at our CE or our contract, it covers all sorts of stuff in there that you just really never really look at. And some of it's pretty mundane. But if you have a walkthrough and there's some of these items are, you know, missing or not there or broken and they were not disclosed on the TDS and somebody sees them, they may make a point of that. Now, you can't, according to our California Association of Realtors contract, you can't, when you do your walkthrough, you know, back out of a deal or stop the transaction because something was not taken care of as per the contract. So you got to be careful. If you go in and you find, they say the people moved out and there's a hole in the wall that wasn't there before, or there's a stain on the carpet that wasn't there before, you can't say, I'm not buying this house. So you got to be careful with that. You know, the final walkthroughs are pretty much something to note what is wrong. And then you use the contract to go from there. So a lot of the issues, you know, have to do with this getting things done and saying, hey, you know, you were going to do this, you didn't do that, you know, got to keep their feet to the fire. So consult with your realtor and your attorney about that. But screens are one of those things that people always forget about and don't realize that it in the contract, because, you know, make sure all screens are in place. And also, if you're taking things from the property, this happens so many times, I can't tell you. People take things that they assumed people would let them take. And it was never in the contract, never on an addendum anywhere, never in the transfer disclosure statement. Like certain leaded French doors, or, you know, a beautiful light fixture in the dining room. These things happen all the time. The biggest problem we have is with these TVs now that are mounted to the wall, and the damage they cause. my cousin bought a house. We disclosed it a couple of weeks ago. And they left this monster TV, one of those big, big things. It was an older one. And I think the guy told her, he says, yeah, it's okay. You can have it. We don't care. It's got some small lines on the screen, though, which, you know, we were going to replace it anyway. I said, okay. So they let it stay there. They didn't take it down. And then they finally got moved in and they turned it on. And those lines in the screen were like 3 or 4 inches across. So it was like they were not small lines at all. But they didn't care because they just left it there. But the darn thing, getting it off the wall, you should have saw the damage it caused getting it off the wall, because these things, you know, with these big heavy screens, they have these massive bolts and everything, and if you don't want it, or if you wanted to do something else, where that TV was, it could be a royal pain. So just consider all that stuff in your contract and make sure if it's a concern to you, that it's dealt with in an addendum on the property when you're negotiating or upon the removal of your contingencies, and then make sure it's taken care of. And, they just get one of those pain in the butt agents who says, Mike, was that done? Yes, it's going to be done. Don't worry about it. But you have to be that way. And, a lot of people don't, you know, when you look at the homes, you know, it's the time when you really want to open up, you know, all the curtains, all the blinds that were down, or maybe you didn't notice when you were at the property. Make sure all those things are working. You know, check the windowsills. Make sure there's not some mold that's hanging out there. You want to always be aware of that. The fireplace is a lot of things people overlook. And, you know, most people nowadays, if you have a fireplace, it's an existing house, you still can use it. But you know, a lot of people are going to just different ways. They don't want to, you know, have particulate matter in the air. So they're kind of pulling back on using firewood. So a lot of them are going to gas conversions. You can do that, but you got to make sure that the chimney's okay to take a gas conversion. So if that's something you're going to be looking at, then you should probably have somebody come out and check it out beforehand, or get a chimney sweep out there to do the work on it. I mean, I've had chimneys where you could go out with your finger, Joe, and you could poke right through the mortar in the chimney. We used to have an inspector named Tim Cookston. He would get on the roof, and he would grab the fireplace, and he could move it. The chimney. And when you see that, you go, oh my gosh. Yeah, and so you got to be really, really careful, because in an earthquake, and not much of an earthquake, that could come tumbling down. So, and not only that, it's a big health and safety issue, which is another thing when you go to sell your property. Make sure your insurance is paid up. I mean, a lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, make sure your insurance is up to date. You have liability insurance and people are showing your property. You never can tell. Obviously, any valuables you have, if you have that beautiful, you know, wine selection and you've got it out and you've got this big Magnum sitting, you know, that you paid dearly for, and it's, you know, you have it kind of on display, you know, put that away. Because, you know, what I usually find out is that kids will get into a house and they'll get excited about a house and they'll be running around and they can knock things over very easily. We also, you know, in this day and age, there are some, you know, people working with clients and they don't know the clients that well, and the clients could be walking through sizing up your house. You know, they also could be leaving, you know, doors open and windows open. So obviously, if you're a realtor, you know, you can got to, you know, a lot of realtors I know have like a sixth sense about working with folks like that, but it doesn't hurt to make sure you, as a homeowner, if you have valuables that you really would not want to see destroyed, you know, get them out of the house. I mean, any works of art that are, you know, pretty tremendous value wise, you know, I would obviously take them down and put them in storage. You could put up a much less, you know, expensive piece for any stager could help you out with that. So just be mindful of those things. And just make sure your insurance is paid up. Okay, all right. So that's kind of enough out of me, I think, for a day. And I could probably go on for another hour, but we're not, because I got things to do and Joe's got things to do. And then we don't have an hour. We have 1 hour. That's it. So... give me a call if you want to chat real estate. My number is 322-8503, 322-8503. We'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Steve Kerr.
I'm Sean Livingston.